Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa on the Bay today for the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament. Hey, well, I want to remind you, if you want to go down there, they have that great raffle and everything starting at 2 o'clock today. Great event down at the Shelter Island Launch Ramp. If you can't miss, just look for the big tent. Free food, free beer, and lots of raffles, raising money for great causes down there. Got a couple of great guys in the studio here. Mike Kustler, Pete Giacalone from Kustler Yachts in San Diego, right there at the Kona Kai on Shelter Island, having a great time. Giving away 2 3-quarter day trips on the San Diego to Seaforth Board Fishing. Not just you, but you can take a friend to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian on the San Diego out of Seaforth. And if you want to get through, now's a good time. 858-457-1090, open right now, or 877-792-1090, open right now. You want to get through, there's your chance. You know, Mike reminded me, the way he listens to Let's Talk Hookup is on the app, right, Mike?
That's correct. Yeah, great way to listen.
Yeah, and if you want to get on our app or our archives, hookup1090.com, you go to our front page of our website, and you just click on the Listen Live button. You can listen on our stream. Or you can download the Mighty 1090 app either on your Android or Apple device and listen anytime right there on your Apple device or your Android device on the Mighty 1090 app. That's a really easy way to do it. And if you want to hear archives, you just go to our website, hookup1090.com. You go to our archives page, and you can listen 724 anytime. Our buddy Adam just uploaded. He was on a little vacation this week, our producer guy Adam. And so we were a little late on last Sunday's archive. It's up now. Adam put him up this morning, and that was such a great show with Yanni, the chef. It was so much fun, and so many interested listeners that wanted to talk about cooking fish. So that's up on our website, hookup1090.com, the show with Yanni last Sunday, both Saturday and Sunday shows. And like today, today will be up right after the show today, so if you want to go back and do a re-listen, hookup1090.com, just go to the archives page, and you don't want to miss that. So speaking of Yanni, hey, San Diego Rod and Reel Club is going to have Yanni as their speaker talking about cooking fish on Thursday, the 2nd of February at the Bally High. That's going to be a great time. So check that out. That's next Thursday at the Bally High, the monthly meeting for the San Diego Rod and Reel Club. Going to be featuring Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. You want to be sure to check that out. Time for our catch report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing in San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, I'm telling you, you're going to be hooked. They fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your exact specification, as well as they do the best smoked fish, the best jerky, and, of course, that famous tuna burger, man. You don't want to miss that. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or see them when your trip returns to the San Diego landings. Let's start it off. Our private motor buddy, Mark Wish, from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Mike, and the other Pete there. Well, hey, you got a good show today, man. A lot of good boat buying information you guys are putting out there. Appreciate it.
These guys know their stuff.
So those weather guys, man, they really had it right when they predicted 3 storms last week with the strongest Sunday, Monday. We had 4 inches at the store on Sunday. That was just crazy how hard that was coming down. But that translates into a lot of runoff and a monstrous amount of junk out there floating around. So be careful, guys. Fortunately, nice weather now, though, so at least we'll get some coverage, see what the heck's going on out there. But, you know, fishing reports have been sparse, as you might imagine. There's a little bit of sand bass and calico bass on some of the local spots here, but you know, generally speaking, the whole week was pretty well washed out. But luckily, it's improving. So with the better weather here, we'll have some guys looking around. But remember, no cod, guys. The season's closed until March 1st. There, it is kind of interesting to start thinking about what typically is going on at this time of year, you know, starting late winter, spring in years past. You know, we've seen some good sea bass fishing over at Catalina. We've had a little bit of squid around, not too much right now, which is interesting. The amount that was around kind of evaporated, so hopefully that stuff shows back up. But when it does, that sea bass and yellows are right there with it. You know, we're usually fishing them sea bass starting about this time of year, backside east to Catalina, when it baits around. And we'll see what happens there. As far as some of that big yellow, it is still around. I've had friends picking away at the big fish up there at SBI and backside west at Catalina all winter long. It's all deep water fish. It's all yo-yo iron fish, nothing up on the surface. But there is a sprinkle of fish around. So as the weather improves and we get more to springtime, you guys know what's coming. So
This
week.
Yeah. What do you think? Is it going to be a good year?
You know, it feels more traditional. You know, these last three were, you know, obviously very El Nino, and this one's feeling that actually kind of got parts of both, which is kind of interesting. But, yeah, you know, it's always a good year, Pete. It's just always a little different.
Every year is different. That's why fishing is so cool in Southern California.
Yeah,
never the same. Never the same. Hey, speaking of sea bass, tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, you're going to want to tune in because we have Chugi and Scooch from the Flagler Institute of Environmental Research, PIER. You talk about two guys that know about you. Mike knows them. You talk about two guys that know sea bass. They know them inside and out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do. Absolutely.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
You've got to get those guys because I know that they know. You know, they've put a lot of those acoustic tags in fish, and they've got those little listening devices scattered around all up and down the coast. You got to pry out of them some of the migration patterns that I'm sure they've identified by now. Like, where are all the sea bass at this time of year?
Yeah, well, tomorrow is going to be the day to ask them those questions on Let's Talk Hookup. That's going to be great. They're going to be talking about the stock assessment that they just finished on sea bass and kind of what their forecast might be for sea bass, where they're going to be, I'll get out of them. We'll see what we can get out of them. And, of course, our listeners can call in and see what they can get out of them.
Yeah.
Right? Look at this. We got the Tranks info out of Dave Pfeiffer a couple weeks ago. You know, it worked miracles here on Let's Talk Hookup.
You know, there's nothing short of miraculous about this whole show.
For sure. Hey, Mark, I know fishdope.com. Danny is always on. He especially loves that sea bass thing when it comes in the spring. And all the guys at fishdope.com keep on the pulse of that. And you can save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com right now if you use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is the code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, Pete, we're in Huntington Beach on the corner of Bolsa Cheek and Ettinger, and the phone number is 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, just so you know, the first fish that I caught for 2017 was a croaker.
Nice.
A spot. About 6 inches long.
Spot fish?
White croaker.
A white, very good. I think that sets a precedent.
I think it does, of some sort.
Very good, Mark. Thanks a lot for the report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right. Said C4 Sport Fishing, speaking of the San Diego, and talk to Marcos. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. You got some of your crew out there on San Diego Bay fishing in that Bay Bass tournament?
You know, honestly, I'm not sure if anyone entered this year. I didn't hear any talk about it. So
were they scared of Rick and the gang there?
It's very possible. You know, he's just dominant. I mean, he works the second best tackle shot, but he's one of the best bay bass fishermen out there.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, so, but no, actually, this year I'm not sure if anyone did or not. I'll have to check. I mean, at least we have some nice weather this weekend, like you were just talking about. There, we got kind of back to normal on Wednesday. Got a morning boat out there on the new C4. Caught some calico bass. Thursday morning, they had a couple yellowtail and a few calico bass mixed in there. Yesterday morning and afternoon, they saw some calico bass also. So kind of what we've been seeing there, and, you know, looks like the weather's going to be nice for a couple of days here. So definitely still a shot at some of those calico bass and yellowtail on the half day. We have a few boats going down the coast here this weekend. The Tribute's out there on a day and a half, the Outer Limit's out there on a 2 day, and the Eclipse's out there on 2.5 day. So hopefully between them we'll see some good counts there. And definitely check the website. We have our full half-day schedule up there. The Tribute has trips scheduled on the weekend. Those day and a half trips running all through February, leaving Friday night, fishing Saturday, getting back Sunday morning. So definitely check those out, C4thLanding.com. can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And you can come visit us at the best tackle shop in San Diego here and get the gear for that fishing.
No doubt about it. Absolutely. And, you know, I might mention, speaking of the tackle shop, I know that a week from Monday they're going to have a memorial service up in Dana Point for John Rowe. And
correct.
I know everybody that cared about John and knew John is certainly invited to that memorial service. And if you want more information, they've actually set up a little website there that you can check that out and see the details. It's 10 a.m. up in Dana Point on the, I believe, the 6th of February, Monday the 6th of February. And I'll be there, and I know a lot of people from Seaforth will be there too. So.
Yeah, a nice turnout there would be great because he would definitely deserve that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Marcos, thanks a lot for that report, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, and hopefully we're going to hear about Rick's victory.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or we get to talk trash because he finished in last place.
You just never know. It's that,
we'll find
that
out.
Kind of tournament. Yeah.
Talk to you then, guys.
All right. Hey, Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial right here to talk about Northern Baja Fish Report. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Pete and Mike and Pete.
Yeah, of course, finances are always very important when you're buying a boat, right? And that's why you need to have a guy like Rick.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking at a 4.5% interest rate, if you have a boat with a galley, an installed head, and a sleeping berth, you potentially can write that interest rate off. And, you know, after taxes, you might have closer to 3% interest cost. And we've got plenty of portfolios that have historically outperformed 3%. So let's sell some more boats, Mike. Get those guys out there with the good loans that we can write off.
Will do, will do. There you go. Makes it that much more affordable.
Yeah, yeah. At that rate, I mean, at 4.5%, that's not going to last forever. So if somebody's thinking about getting a boat and does think that a loan would be a good fit for them, you know, that's a historically a pretty good number. The last few years we've been able to enjoy that, but I don't know if that'll last much longer.
Jump on it is what you're saying.
So, yeah, I just got back from a trip to Puerto Vallarta with the Accurate crew down there, and we had a little bit of the tail end of this weather, and some of the bigger tuna were around. The biggest one we were able to land was a 140. Jack got that on one of his 50-wide reels and on the kite, and we got some smaller tuna on the spinner dolphin the next day and some inshore fishing. So that Puerto Vallarta thing sure is nice with all the boats that are working down there and a nice private boat like we got back on down there. So that's a place that would be fun to be at this time of year, nice and warm. I missed all that rain, so that was a nice trip. Further up the line here, more of what's happening in central Baja has been pretty good, but up here closer to northern Baja, a lot of the wind and rain that washed through kind of kept everybody off the water. I know in San Quintin, the weather was down yesterday, and guys are starting to get out there again. I think the whole fleet's going to get out there this weekend, so we'll get a word there. All the way down to Mag Bay, a lot of gray whales are moving in. Big yellows are out on the banks, and the fishing in the bay is just kind of okay. Mulegé, Bahia Concepcion, it's windy but fishable. Big yellows are out in the deeper banks, and some of them have even been taken on the troll. So there's good shots there when the wind's down. I think the yellows are around. I know there's a tournament coming up there. It kind of conflicts with the Fred Hall shows, but if you're early to the Long Beach Fred Hall show and get down there that weekend, there's a tournament that will be happening for the yellowtail and Mulegé. Then over at Cedros, Jeff said the last couple weeks, the white sea bass at Punta Norte and the black sea bass, halibut, yellowtail were good. Calico bite was pretty strong, but the last couple of days have been pretty windy there. So we're waiting for the wind to settle down. Yellowtail seemed to be here and there down in central Baja, and expect that things will start to get back in line here once the weather settles down. We have a couple nice down days of wind through Ensenada and Colonnette.
Sounds good. And, of course, you want to get some good advice on how you can afford that boat of your dreams in the future. Rick's the guy to get a hold of and help you build your assets and such like that at Sport Fishing Financial. I know he's helped me a tremendous amount, and he can help you too. So, Rick, how do we go fishing and talk finance with Rick Jensen at Sport Fishing Financial?
Yeah, you can reach me on the line at 949-481-1807. And on the internet, sportfishingfinancial.com. Hey, Pete, let me throw one shout out here to CCA. after going out with them and fishing the broodstock for the halibut and meeting there and having some opportunities to talk with the people at Hubs, I used to help run with my son, the white sea bass pen here in Dana Point. And it looks like we're finally going to be able to get that pen back online tomorrow morning. I'm going to meet with John and Steve from CCA, and we're going to look about getting those pens back in order and have another grow-out opportunity again back at Dana Point.
Fantastic. Good news. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow with Chugy and Scooch from Pier. I'm sure they'll be involved in that, no doubt about
it. Yeah, yeah. Maybe they'll come down and inspect our pens and make sure we're going to doing a good job. I think that's coming up next.
Perfect. All right, Rick, thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. That is our catch report today. It's sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook. Gamakatsu live bait hooks are the hooks that keep bait alive. With a perfect bend, and the bait is going to swim harder and longer, and you get that, you get to keep that that bait stronger, and they also have the cool thing about the Gamakatsu hook is they have a one-piece solid ring, and Gamakatsu hooks get bit. That Gamakatsu live bait hook is available now at your favorite tackle store. Phones are packing up. The only line available right now is 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to Mike, talk to Pete. There's your chance. Let's talk to RJ in Riverside. Good morning, RJ. Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I used to have a little 18-foot skiff and sold that years ago and kind of got into the kayak game. But my question is, for someone trying to get back into boating, because I knew I always ran into pitfalls of, you know, repairing something or there's always something that needed to be done to the boat. Is there a way to get an average cost of ownership by size of the boat or type of the boat, or is it just too good? There's just too many variables.
It's kind of too many variables. I mean, it, you know,
depends on how much work you do yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I've had an 18-foot Edgewater since it was new in 2000, and we do everything ourselves, so it's minimal. Bigger boats, more systems, more maintenance. So it really depends on the size of the boat that you have.
Yeah. The thing I see a lot down in the marina is how little people use their boats. And, you know, I'm on my boat almost every day. I love being down there. It's just a great environment. It's our life, right? I mean, we just love being down there. Now, not everybody can be down there every day, but the more you use the boat, the better off you are, right?
They like to be run.
Yeah. Boats don't like to sit.
No, that's when you have to start having issues.
Right. So a lot of people think, well, geez, I'm going to go out and I'm going to have to burn some fuel and do this. I mean, really, you need to do that. That's part of the maintenance of the boat, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're talking trailer boats or boats in the water like you have, is the fixed cost you can narrow down pretty easy. You know, you got your slip, you got your insurance, you've got your payment if you have one. And maintenance, you know, people throw around this 10% number a year. That's extremely high in my opinion.
Yeah.
But like I'm sure you're realizing with your Pacifica, you kind of want to lose track after a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just becomes part of the routine, right?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, whether it be just general maintenance or you want to put something new on it or something additional or, you know, like for example, I just decided to change all the through holes on the boat just to update them. And that's, you know, for an older boat, it's probably not a bad idea because you don't want one of those to fail.
No.
So
yeah, one of those failed on my boat, my personal boat, and it's make sure you've got those wood boat plugs.
Yeah. Handy. You don't want that to happen, and then the boat sinks at the dock or something like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But those, and there's hoses. You know, there's a lot of hoses. You got to just general maintenance. I mean, you can't really put a figure on that. But the key is, I think, if you can do a lot of the maintenance yourself, and there's a lot of experts, a lot of good guys out there. Like I have Jeff Hughes do a lot of the maintenance on my diesel engines. He does a great job and really keeps things maintained. Guy Warren that helps me out with a lot of the stuff under the water and making sure the hoses are right and stuff like that. So you got to find – it's hard to find good guys in this business. And that's, I think, the other thing about knowing a guy like Pete and Mike is you know the good guys. You know the guys that are going to help
That's
you keep that boat
everything. Right there. That is absolutely everything. You hit the nail on the head. It is so hard to find good guys in this industry, and we've got them, but we hold them close to our vest.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. And sometimes you can call them, go down and visit you down at the Kona Kai and see you.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the other hidden gems, too, is down at the Kona Kai, that marina. I mean, it's a little bit more, but the facility down there is just superior to anything else in San Diego.
Yeah, yeah, full use of all the amenities.
Yeah, the gym.
Close to the harbor entrance.
Yeah, the restaurant, the pool, right the closest to the bait receivers. Docks are in perfect shape. You got a dock box. Got Adam doing a great job as a dock master, making sure things are updated there.
Yep.
It's a good spot to be.
Great spot. And in closing to his question, there's, you know, not to sound cliche, it's like pay now or pay later. That's the big answer.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait until things break. Stay on top of your maintenance.
Keep on it. Thanks a lot for the call, RJ. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. Bart Hall, good morning.
Good morning, Pete and Mike and Pete. How are you?
Doing great.
Great.
Nice to hear from you. It's kind of that show season flavor right now, right?
It is. You know, I'm cooking a nice frittata this morning here, and got me thinking about a couple things. And you know, thank you, Pete. But I was able to get a hold of Yanni last week.
Ah, from Fisherman's Valley.
Yeah, and we're working on having Yanni every day at both Long Beach and Del Mar. So
awesome.
We've got to finalize the details, but by the time we talk on our special show, we'll have all that done.
Yeah, he's such an asset to our business, and I mean, I had never met the man until he walked into our studio last Sunday. What a great guy. And man, our listeners just loved it. I got so many responses from people, and his recipes are easy. You look at his website, so very happy that and the original guy that told me about him was the lobster guru himself, Jim Salazar. Said, "You gotta have this guy on your show." And I was like, "Yeah,
well, he's a big kayak fisherman."
Peter. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a real fisherman. Yeah. So
he's a chemical engineer. That was his real deal.
Ah, I didn't know that. So that's why he knows how to put all those recipes together.
That's right.
Ah, very good.
And then also, you guys were talking earlier. Seakeeper is going to have a booth in Long Beach, which I'm pretty excited about.
Very good. Yeah.
I think that'll be the first time. I'm really excited about that product. I think it's great.
Berkeley's going to be there, probably have a demo and talking about that amazing product.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then one more thing. You guys got me thinking, you know, talk about your big boats and everything. We're, working the boat business, I think, is going to have a great year. We're completely sold out of boat space in Bakersfield, Long Beach, and San Diego. But the cool thing is that the marine electronics, which we haven't really talked about in the past because we never really had it, but now in Long Beach we have the largest marine electronics display of any shows in the Western United States, and we're going to have another big display in San Diego this year and one in Bakersfield.
So, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting for us. That's something I've wanted for a long time.
You're going to have a celebrity in the Raymarine booth, Pete Giacalone, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll be up there putting in my dues.
Yeah.
That's not a tough way talking to fishermen. That's not such dues, Pete.
No, it's not. It's not bad, Bart. Hopefully we see you again this year at Rancho Leonero too.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fun last year.
Absolutely,
that's cool.
What a great place! I love John. I love the property. I love everything about that whole area.
So, are we like 4.5 weeks away from Long Beach?
Don't. We don't do numbers here. No.
It's on the fringe, right there, Bart. Bart Hall, thanks a lot for the info.
Thanks, guys. See you
all
later.
Right. All right, lots of updates coming up from Bart. 877-792-1090 just opened up. Rich and Bradley, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. First of all, Pete, I'd like to thank you for opening up our eyes to rabbit trails down the fishing and boating world that most of us probably would have never even thought of, like the guests that you've got on today.
Thanks, Rich.
I've got a Ford pickup truck with a diesel engine that's got probably close to 200,000 miles, and the most extensive mechanical thing I've ever had to do to the motor was change a couple of dime-sized O-rings next to the fuel filter. So I'm a firm believer in diesel engines. And I was wondering, what kind of do-it-yourself maintenance can a guy plan on doing? Because you can't just pull your boat into Walmart or Jiffy Lube to get the oil changed, stuff like that. And the other thing that I was wondering that kind of relates to pickup truck engines is, do marine diesels require the diesel exhaust fluid? Do they have that catalytic converter thing going on? I wonder if you can kind of give me some insights there.
The answer to your first question, you do it yourself. A lot of guys do their own oil changes. Here in San Diego, we're blessed because we got, all our fuel docks have pump out. So
yeah,
you just pull up to the fuel dock and suck your own oil out, and they hand you another hose and pump it back in again. So that's
you
that's
can actually
easy.
Do it yourself at like Pearson Fuel.
Well, I don't know about the yacht side. I mean, we used to do it on the sport boats.
Sure,
but I know that the guys there will.
They have
hand you a hose.
Yeah.
And then if you do it yourself with buckets, you can go dispose of it at any of the fuel docks.
Uh-huh.
But just, keeping up on, your zincs, your engine zincs, it's all stuff you can do yourself. Make sure all your hose clamps are tight. And you'd be surprised how often, people don't pay attention to that and start getting leaks and turns into rust. And
bonding's another issue, right?
Bonding and sea strainers is a big one, too. That's really, really easy to do yourself. And that's, the cooling system for your engine. That's shut the through hull, pull the basket, make sure it's clean, and you're getting good water. That's an easy one. And filters,
right?
Fuel filters, Raycores.
Inspecting your belts is pretty standard. A lot of the new stuff, the common rail technology, is hard to work on yourself, but you can still, like Pete said, most boats have oil change systems on them now, and you don't need to pay anybody to do that.
Yeah, pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as far as your second question, no urea treatment yet on in marine diesels, but we are in California, so I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing about diesel is they kind of don't mess with diesel yet, right?
Yeah, not too much. I mean, they're getting into the, I think whatever we're at now, tier 3 for,
right.
So they're talking, and catalytic converters and urea treatment and stuff like that, but it's going to be nauseating.
Yeah, but if you have the older technology that's available today, you don't have to change your engines.
No.
Yeah. The new stuff kind of, the new clean air diesels.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get to the point where it's going to, you're going to be burning more fuel, but it's just going to cancel itself out with the exhaust. So doesn't make much sense.
So what about remanufactured engines? Rather than somebody's looking at a repower on a boat, they buy a boat from Custler Yachts, and eventually I want to change the engines out, or they buy the boat ride and they kind of plan that they want to do that. What about remanufactured Cummins or Caterpillars rather than putting new engines in? Is that better now because of all this new technology that's necessary?
Well, it right now, if you want to get even a remanufactured engine, it's still got to be tier compliant because it's considered a new engine.
Ah, okay.
So, but if you can find one that's a used engine or that a private party, rebuilt you can still get it and throw it in there.
Gotcha. Okay. Or you buy it in another country, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. There are ways around it. Mike, any input on that?
Most people, they see higher hours on boats or they keep asking themselves, how much is a repower? How much is a repower? The fact of the matter is the diesel engine wants to run forever.
Yeah.
And just do the basic maintenance on it. You shouldn't have to factor in a repower. Just do change your zincs, change your oil, run the boat. And you'd be surprised. Some of these boats will get well over 10,000 hours on these boats.
Make sure the heat exchangers are in good shape.
Heat exchangers, cooling system,
fuel filters.
It's you'd be surprised how many hours you're going to get out of these boats if you use them.
And we have guys that Mike and I both know that, they're almost scared to use their boats.
Yeah.
Because they're like, if I don't want to put too many hours on it, why?
Yeah.
But why have a boat?
Yeah.
Well, you touched on something too, Pete, as you said, a lot of these boats in the marinas are sitting and they're not being used. We had to polish the fuel on one of our boats last week. And, if you're not using your boat in the off season, at least keep the fuel topped off. And, inspect your Raycores. See if you've got algae growth in there because that's going to cause huge problems. And it's really easy to, you know, address with either a bio additive or inspect your tanks too. I mean, that's a big costly item. I don't know if you've done that on your boat yet, Pete,
yes,
or not.
Yeah. Good, something to watch because you don't want a fuel leak.
No.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. More Let's Talk Hookup coming up right here on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish-filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Imagine being home in the morning and fishing yellowtail and calicos at Cedros Island by the afternoon. Now you can with Cedros Adventures. Experience world-class yellowtail and calico fishing aboard comfortable pongas with local captains that know the island hotspots. Stay in Cedros Adventures' own private waterfront hotel and experience first-class meals and service with pickups in L.A., Orange, or San Diego County. You hop aboard a scheduled flight to Cedros Island to begin an incredible experience. Trips are all-inclusive and offer old-world hospitality and fantastic fishing. Cedros Adventures. Call 310-435-6353 or check cedrosadventures.com for rates and more information.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Ron from Fast Lane Kayaking in Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie kayaks and kayak fishing, nobody does it better than my guys at Fast Lane. Our massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie hands-free Mirage Drive kayaks. Plus, we've got Salty Gear clothing and lots of fishing accessories for kayaks. What makes our location special is we offer free demo rides. You can come down and try before you buy. Take a new Hobie Eclipse out on the water, Mirage Drive kayak, or stand-up paddleboard. We want you to find your fun on the water. A family-owned and operated for almost four decades at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld on Mission Bay. Check out FastLaneKayaking.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What the slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rockhard Rick's out on the bay right now, fishing in the Bay Bass Tournament. He'll be back tomorrow morning with a great couple of guests, Chugi and Scooch from the Flager Institute of Environmental Research, talking sea bass tomorrow here on Let's Talk Hookup. Pete Giacalone, Mike Kussler from Kussler Yachts in the studio with me right now. You want to get through, ask a question, 858-457-1090, open right now. Let's go over to Dana Landing, talk to our buddy Steve Pinard. What's up, Steven?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, the reason my shout in is, you know, obviously I think the world of Kustler Yachts might compete there. And, you know, I know you've said it, your experience with them was great with your boat. And that's how I got the Blackjack. I saw Mike compete, and I said, hey, I'm looking to upgrade the Blackjack. And I kind of told him what I was looking for. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call, come down and look at this boat. I walk down the dock, and I'm like, that's exactly what I asked for. I wrote him a check. They did all the paperwork. There was some additional paperwork that had to go to the Coast Guard that Pete did. The whole thing was flawless, and it wouldn't have happened without couple of brokers as good as those guys.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Stephen.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you have something that you need. They know who to send you. Like, I just asked him, he's like, well, what about fuel polishing? Who do you call? Like, well, you call this guy. What about tank inspection? Who do you call this guy? What about this? What about that? They know all the guys. They know the right guys, too, right?
Yep. And their knowledge of boats is insane because they hadn't been on the boat all that much, and I jumped on the boat, certainly know my way around a boat, but like a week later, I'd be like, what's that button? And they'd be like, oh, the one up there, that's it. What do I do with that? I mean, they knew the boat like they had driven it for 10 years, and they had just, obviously, it was just one of their listings.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was just amazing that I would just go, what, you know, how do I do this? And they were just like, boom. And I mean, I can't say enough. The whole thing was flawless. It was so easy, and, you know, so yeah. I just wanted to, you know, give that shout out.
Yeah, thanks a lot. On the flip side to that, I know guys that have chartered that out of Dana Landing, and they really love the boat, love the experience. So that's a fun platform out of Mission Bay.
Thanks for that.
Been a good boat for you. You know, the other thing, too, Pete is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to electronics, too. And I was having some issues with my transducer not reading as well as I wanted it to on my Sinrad electronics. And Pete said, we'll put a BSM-3 in. Unbelievable what it did, and it's exactly what Pete said it was going to do, and it did more than that. Actually, it did way beyond what I thought it was, and that's the kind of knowledge that we're dealing with here between Pete and Mike.
Yeah, we put it in ourselves.
Yeah. It was pretty cool, no doubt. Steven, cool. Good luck at El Salto, huh? Did you hear there's a spot open?
There is?
Yeah, so if you have a friend that wants to go, a spot opened up.
I'll have to invite a Patriots fan so we can watch them win the Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go. Maggie, you a Patriots fan too?
Oh, yeah. I was a season ticket holder for many years.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a big fan.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right, Stephen, thanks. Hey, good luck.
You guys have a great show.
Good luck at El Salto. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
See you, Stephen.
Tony in Temecula. You're on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I got a 26-foot striper. I know Seaspore went out of business. I don't know if you guys know why they went out of business. Also, anybody taking over the company and all that?
I didn't know they went out of business.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought I just saw them at Fred Hall.
Yeah, are you sure they went out of business?
Honestly, I did ask a couple of dealers. They shut down. They went out of business.
Huh.
I don't know how true.
I know Sea-Witch Marine.
I know they moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Say it again?
Sea-Witch Marine and Vista is the dealer.
Right.
I thought they were still doing sea swirls.
I know Regulator makes a nice 25.
Yeah, Tony, you want to move up. No doubt about that.
We'll take care of you.
That's like the ultimate trailerable boat. Are they all center consoles?
Yeah, all center consoles.
But like that 25 Regulator, it has a head, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, head, sink.
Sink?
Yeah.
A sink?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You got to wash your hands off from the bait.
Really? And is the sink in the cockpit?
It's in the console.
Okay. What about bait systems?
They all come standard with a transom live well, and then you can get an option for one behind the lean post.
Oh, really? Okay. So like a Southern California bait system?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a regular, what's the size one you have at the boat show today?
A 28.
A 28. That one, what is the beam on that?
It's roughly 9 feet.
9 feet. And what's the power on it?
Twin 300
Yamaha four strokes.
Yeah, I took it over from the Kona Kai. I was doing, you know, 60 miles an hour.
Come on. Wow.
Yeah, it's about $50,000 off retail savings for this boat. Like I said, we're ordering another one, so come down, make a deal
and go for a test ride on it. You'll see why the Regulator is considered one of the finest rides on the water, right?
I'm down today. We'll go for one.
Tony, get up there. Down there and check that out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones. Talk to John and Mira Mesa. Hi, John. Oh, we lost John. So let's talk to Dennis in Norwalk. Good morning, Dennis.
Yes, I want to just ask about a question about trolling.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, would you troll uphill or downhill when you're trolling?
Pete, does it make a difference? Do they bite some directions and not other directions?
You know, when I was fishing albacore, we'd when the weather was bad, we couldn't bait fish. You know, and then we'd just be dragging jigs around.
Yeah,
it seemed like the worse the weather was, the more they'd want to bite going upswell because it was a miserable ride. So of course they want to bite.
That's what they
that
wanted.
Way.
Yeah,
but I think the jigs swim better going uphill, but you know, if you're going uphill, eventually you're gonna have to go downhill or vice versa. So
yeah, and the other thing too is depends on how rough it is and how, you know, what kind of jigs you're pulling. It always seems that albacore just always want it in the worst direction, right?
Yeah, and it's just the way it is. The worse the weather, the better the fishing.
Yeah, so you just have to find out what they want. The other thing, too, is when you got to factor in is your speed, too, because you may be going faster down here. You got to adjust your speed going uphill, downhill, et cetera.
Yeah, and I sure hope that albacore shows up again.
Yeah.
Because I've missed that.
What's your perfect trolling speed for albacore?
7.72 to 7.5.
Okay, that kind of fine of a line, huh?
Yeah, and just all depends. It all depends on the weather too.
Yeah,
I think people put too much stake in. You know, people ask us all the time, "What speed do you troll this and that?" Look at if you're trolling stuff on the surface, just look at the presentation. That's what it is.
Yeah, your jigs are swimming.
Yeah,
yeah, and that like this. Bluefin on the kite, you know, everybody's like kind of locked in at 9 miles an hour. It was all dependent on, you know, who was on the rod and how that presentation of the flyer was, right?
Yeah, it's how it looks. I mean, and you got to remember that unless you have one of those paddle wheels, you don't know how fast you're really going, you know, because your GPS speed's not giving you your speed through the water.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is that?
Well, it's not factoring in current, you know. You might be going over ground, you know, 7 knots, but you got 2 knots of current. You might be going 9 knots, or you might be going 5 knots the other way. You just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Hope that answered your question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Jeff in Costa Mesa, you're next up on Let's Talk Hooker. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, Pete. And the other Pete, maybe this question's for you. We were on taking a Duffy ride in Newport the other day. Anyway, our blessed California sea lions, you know, and making new homes on boats, ruining the swim steps and all that. You guys have an effective way, or have you figured anything out yet?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my friends.
Yeah.
They don't like, it just don't make it easy for them. You can put anything there. Put buckets, you know.
Tie some buckets on there.
Cones, or, you know.
Because they'll break your swim step.
Oh, yeah. You know, bird spikes, you know, 2x4 with bird spikes on it.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
I mean,
there's a way to keep seagulls off. There's a way to keep sea lions off.
Yeah, just don't make it comfortable for them. Make them go to your neighbor's boat.
Yeah.
They don't like guns.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You can use spikes, though. You can use the spikes.
Well, you can use sea lion deterrence. You can't harass them, but if you use that as a spike, it's a deterrent.
Yeah.
Doing is deterring them from being there. So, yeah, that's legal. You're protecting your property.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Jeff. One thing that's always on people's minds, especially like in Huntington Beach, and I know you sell a lot of boats up and down the coast, is a slip. Finding the right slip in the right spot. Is that a factor? Do you guys have inside information on, let's say I buy a 35-foot boat from Kustler Yachts. Am I going to have trouble finding a slip for that boat?
Depends on where you're at. Newport Beach has been notorious for being a lot harder to find a slip and a lot more expensive than where we're at in San Diego at the Konakai. But, you know, the one thing that Konakai Marina has done for us is just welcomed us with open arms to help out us in our business. And Steven's helped out with that, Adam the dock master, and you know, if you want to be in our neck of the woods, we'll, I'm not going to say we guarantee it, but we'll make it happen some way or another.
One way or another, you'll find them a slip.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a particular size boat that you people really like to key in on right now? I mean, what's the hot market right now?
40 feet.
Yeah.
40 feet.
You hear that 40-foot flybridge Cabo, people are, they want it. The 35 flybridge, they want that size.
That size of boat. Mm. Yeah. That's kind of a perfect size boat.
Yes, but for around here, well, you know, it's comfortable, but it's not unmanageable.
You can run it yourself.
Right.
Yeah, it's a nice. So that's kind of a nice fit. If somebody's looking to move up from a trailer style boat, that would be a good fit.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, when we come back, we're gonna wrap things up, talk a little more Kussler Yachts, and tell you about tomorrow's show. Stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup. Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Congratulations, RJ in Riverside. You're the winner of a pair of three-quarter-day passes on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. I want to thank everybody that joined us and called us today. And I want to thank Mike and Pete from Kussler Yachts for joining us this morning. Great show, guys. A lot of good information for people either in the market or thinking about being in the market on a trailer boat or a big boat. Really good stuff. And obviously, you guys are the go-to guys in the business when you want to find out what's going on in the world.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet.
Thank you very much.
You'll be down at the San Diego Sun Road Boat Show today.
We're heading there right now. It's today and tomorrow at the Sun Road Marina. Come by and say hi. We got tickets. Give us a call.
Yeah, if you want to get a ticket in and want to try that regulator out, just shoot a phone call to Kussler Yachts. How do we get a hold of you?
Call my cell, 619-952-0860, and just ask for Pete or myself.
All right. Very good. All right, guys. Good luck, and thanks for being there for us that don't know much. It's nice to have guys in our corner like you guys that know
you. Here to help. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate that. Hey, thanks to Adam and Ryan on the other side of the glass, and thank you. Tomorrow morning, great show. 7 to 9 a.m., we'll hear the results of that Bay Bass tournament from Ricky. He'll be back in the studio and give you the blow-by-blow to see if Brandon beat him again. In the studio here tomorrow morning, Chugi and Scooch from the Flagler Institute of Environmental Research, PIER. They are the sea bass experts, and they'll have all the insight tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., right back here on the Mighty 1090. We'll see you then.